The passage I've chosen today is one that's familiar. It's out of the Gospel of Mark. He had been teaching to the elders and the religious leaders. And in the middle of this, well, here's what happened. And they were bringing children to him that he might touch them. And the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." The project that's been going on in our church grounds recently is it has both real and symbolic value as to the importance of children in the life of our church. Amy has been leading the effort to renew a playground that has not been renewed for years. It might should have been done before now, but it's been done now. I heard one person remark that, well, but why spend money on a playground that nobody uses? Well, would you have let your children play in that playground before? No. We are becoming a congregation who is ministering to the children in our area. You're familiar with the Compass Homeschool group. They will be back this fall. And they have almost doubled in size. They will have about 120 children here to fill this place up on Mondays. We have a new Cub Scout pack in formation. Andre and I met with a young man, Hunter Thompson, who is the staff person for the Scouts. And we will be starting up a new Cub Scout pack. And it will be a family scouting pack. Both girls and boys will be able to be Scouts here. Our Grace Point dance troupe has grown. And I've been visiting with Amy about the possibility of them coming to worship sometime in the fall. And we will have children dancing, doing liturgical dancing in our worship service. Our youth will join once again the youth of the Woodlands. A congregation's commitment to children is only evident in her ministries for and with children. Our scripture this morning, Jesus met with resistance to children's ministries. The adults in the room were not happy that the children were getting first place in Jesus' attention that day. But he rebuked them in a very It was not angry, but he set them straight, didn't he? There were important adult things to talk about, and the leaders did not want the children impinging on that. But he said to them, "Let the children come to me. Don't hinder them. The kingdom belongs to such as these." What is there about kids? What is there about kids that would cause Jesus to say this? What is there just inherent in a child that would cause Jesus to bring them to him and say, "This is what the kingdom of God looks like"? Children are trusting, aren't they? We have to be very careful with a child's trust, because it is given so freely. When we grow up, we outgrow that childish trust, don't we? We are very sparing with our trust. Our trust must be earned before it is given. Watch out. Watch out. Be careful. Don't trust too much. You'll get hurt. But a child comes to you with trust that is wide open. Is that not true? I believe a congregation is called to be trusting. We must trust that the people that are here and that we care for, that we minister to, the community, is going to treat us with the same love that we want to treat them with. We must be trusting like that. On the other hand, kids are fearless. They are simply fearless. That's why you have to be so careful. They will just walk off and do things. As we grow older, we lose that fearlessness. Now, I'm not saying that we should be careless, but kids don't know fear as a default position. They're going to do it and see what happens. We need a little more of that. Jesus stepped out in ways that were contrary to the religious leadership of his day. His disciples, time and time again, sought to rein him in. Oh, don't say that, Jesus. His family sought to bring him home. They thought he was going to get in trouble. No, Jesus was fearless like that. And we are called to be fearless. There is so much today that would cause fear in our hearts that we need to be among those who are fearless. Fearless in what? Fearless in giving and receiving love. Kids are trusting. Kids are fearless. Kids are spontaneous. Kids don't work too well in a committee situation, do they? They just want to do what they want to do. Whenever I get in trouble around here, which is, you know, becoming more and more frequent, it generally is because I have tried to bypass, maybe cut a few corners in our process. I know Bill is up there going, yeah, he's nodding. And I do need to be reined in. I'll admit that full well. On the other hand, there is a spontaneity to children that allows for newness that we might not ever experience otherwise. Sometimes we just have to step out and do the new thing. Kids are spontaneous. And in that way, kids are open to wonder and they want to know everything. Why? That's the question they ask. Why? Why?
Curiosity.
Yeah. That's exactly right, Richard. They are curious. And we lose some of our curiosity the older we get. Why do you suppose that is? I suppose it's partly because we think we know enough already. Or it's just the opposite. We think we don't know anything, and if we ask a question, we will prove that we don't know anything. Kids are not afraid. They're not afraid to spontaneously ask why. They're not afraid of wonder in their lives. They gravitate toward it. And finally, kids know how to give and receive love. There is nothing greater than being a grandparent and receiving the love of a grandchild. We're going to head to New Mexico pretty quick and be able to spend some time with our great grandson, Troy, and to be able to give and receive love to a child and with a child has to be one of God's greatest gifts, don't you think? Well, our ability to give and to receive love from each other is just as great a gift, except we put up barriers, self-imposed barriers. We don't want to let the other in too far, afraid we're going to get hurt. Christ is a barrier breaker downer. Christ broke the ultimate barrier of death. And in that way, He invites us to be barrier breaker downers. Open yourself up. Be trusting like a child. Be fearless. Try new things. Be spontaneous. Don't always be defined by the table of contents. Be open to wonder. Ask questions. Give and receive love. It's been said that the children are the future of our church. That may be true, but more importantly, the children are the now of the church. Jesus invited the children to come to Him. He took them into His arms and He blessed them. If they had had backpacks, He would have blessed their backpacks like we did. The church must do likewise. We must continue to make this a place where kids and youth are welcomed, loved, affirmed, and encouraged. After all, like Jesus said, it's a kid's kingdom. Amen.